I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Marielle Nanasi. She is the Executive Director of New Energy Economy. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
And it's been all over the papers, the PNM rate hike case, which you've been involved in and going to all of these hearings and participating in. What is the relationship between New Energy Economy and PNM trying to raise the rates for customers?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is we're challenging the fundamental basis for their business decisions, and that is this myopic reliance on coal. I don't know if how many people out there know, but when you turn on your electricity, when you flick that switch in your home, most of the electricity in New Mexico comes from PNM's coal plant in San Juan, the San Juan Generating Station in the Farmington area. And there's another coal plant as well. It's called Four Corners. Now, what we are specifically opposing is the fact that PNM has been... We're specifically opposing their risky business decisions, and that is that they have an over-reliance on coal. And why? Because they have this plant. It's very old. They've spent a lot of money, millions, $76 million. They're trying to recoup in rates in this rate case just for maintenance costs on that old plant. But in addition, they have expended money on environmental retrofits. And the amount in this case that they're seeking recovery for is $120 million of those retrofits. And there are a number of likely environmental retrofits coming up from EPA to address very serious pollutants, nitrous oxide, sulfur dioxide, mercury, particulate matters. And those are responsible for very serious health impacts, including lung disease, asthma, which are while the rest of the country, by the way, is their asthma rates are declining, ours are on the increase. And why? It's directly related to San Juan. But also, the environmental regulations are seeking to regulate these same pollutants because of what's called haze. And they're regulating under this environmental requirement called the BART rules, the haze regulations. BART stands for Best Available Retrofit Technology. And the EPA is requiring this kind of technologies to reduce emissions because there is so much haze that it's affecting 16 national sites, including the Grand Canyon, including Bandelier, Mesa Verde, and some of the other beautiful national monuments that are being affected by San Juan and Four Corners.
So why does PNM even have to basically go through all of this when they want to raise their rates? And other industries, if the gasoline industry wants to charge more for gas, they just do. If the sneaker makers want to charge twice as much for sneakers, they charge you twice as much as sneakers. What's going on here? Why does the public have any input into this at all?
Well, PNM is a regulated utility, and basically they're a monopoly. In New Mexico, and so the PRC, the Public Regulation Commission, regulates them, and they say the sort of deal is we get to be a monopoly in exchange for the requirement that we have to provide electricity for everyone who wants it. The problem is that they basically what they have done is they put in these retrofits, whether they're maintenance or environmental regulations, and this new one that I just spoke of before, the BART one, PNM is stating that is going to cost $440 million. So they have, in this stipulation with the Attorney General, have said, well, we're going to increase base rates, we're going to have all these other tariffs and riders in addition to the base rates. And then we get to apply for a cost recovery, it's called, for environmental compliance. Well, the problem is if they do it and they throw basically good money after bad, because I think that we should be closing down some of the units at San Juan and transitioning away from coal because of all the health and economic impacts.
To clean energy like wind and stuff like that?
Yes, exactly, and solar, because we have the second greatest second greatest solar potential in the United States, and yet this coal addicted utility is keeping us from investing in that in a very meaningful way. We're basically at this point relying on individuals to put solar on their house instead of really investing many millions of dollars into solar. And so what's happened is they're throwing all this money after bad. We're saying, hey, don't put in these environmental regulations. Let's be creative. Let's think about how to not invest these retrofits, hundreds of millions of dollars. That is really our money. Instead, transition away from this problematic old coal plant and move into the new economy.
We're talking to Mariel Nanasi of New Energy Economy. Now, it's always an uneasy relationship that the public has when it's being represented by its government to what are essentially for-profit entities. So this issue of a PNM rate hike, which according to them is 10 or 11%, and according to you is more like 18%, and you can talk about that for a moment, based on what kind of increases people are going to have on their electricity bills. That's basically, I mean, how much of that increase goes to retrofits and environmental concerns and all of that, and how much goes to their profits? So in other words, are the poorest and most vulnerable people going to endure these rate hikes so that they can do well on the stock market, or is it really going to go into the environmental stuff?
Well, that's a really good question. Let me first address the first one. It is technically true that PNM has been in the media saying that there is an $85 million base rate increase. If you recall, originally, they asked for a $165 million rate increase, which was 21.2%. Then, after the quote-unquote negotiation with the Attorney General, it was reduced to an $85 million rate increase, and we were all supposed to be really grateful that it was less than half. But the fact of the matter is, the base rate is $85 million, and then there's an $18 million fuel cost, there's a $24 million energy efficiency rider, an $18 million renewable energy rider, a $20 million plant additions rider. And that is all going to happen before 2014 when they've already announced that they're going to seek another rate increase. So the fact is that it amounts to $165 million and an an 18.4% increase in the northern for their northern customers, and a 23% increase for their southern customers. So,
and our salaries may or may not be going up 23%, or 18%.
Yeah, and
I mean that's the big problem that everybody's having. Nobody's salary is going up, and the cost of living is going up so much.
Well, that's an interesting point too. But So the thing is that what I'm telling you is that $165 million is a total bill impact.
Right.
And most people don't say, oh, well, could you tell me what your base rate is and then add all these riders onto it? They want to know, how much do I have to pay every month?
It's like your cell phone bill. Your plan is $49.99 and your bill is $75.
Exactly.
Now let's go back for a moment to the issue of salaries.
Your salaries might not be going up that much, but PNM salaries have been going up on an average between 2007 to 2010, 93%. The top 12 senior officials, including the CEO at PNM, literally from 1 year to the next. So 1 year they made $1 million, and then it went up to almost $2 million the very next year. That's kind of incredible. I wouldn't mind if my salary went up 93% next year, would you?
Well, on the backs of the poor, that's the question.
Exactly. And going back to the question that you asked before, which is the profits. And the thing is that if they... Yes, is the answer, the simple answer, is that what happens is that the people in New Mexico, 1 out of 4 people are of low income in New Mexico who are going to experience an 18% increase in their utility bills. And that those same poor people are not only paying for CEO ridiculous salary increases, but just like what you said before, is that when they put in these retrofits, the shareholders actually get a return on equity. And so and it's guaranteed. Wouldn't you like that also? It's like every investment you make, you get a return on that investment. And basically, it is paying for shareholders who like it. But what's kind of incredible is I just was reading it in a document where the PNM CEO was presenting to her own board of directors, and the board of directors were concerned about the environmental, likely environmental regulations and the cost of them. And she said, "We believe that these new retrofits will cost us $440 million. And yet, the PNM has not made a presentation in front of the PRC, and but for New Energy...
The Public Regulation Commission.
But for New Energy Economy's intervention into this case, they would be seeking rate recovery for these incredibly expensive environmental retrofits.
What would it take for PNM to be more responsive to the New Mexican community in this world of both a poor economy and climate change and pollution and toxicity and the existing technologies of clean energies, essentially? I mean,
how could the public and
PNM work together to make it like win-win for everybody? Because obviously they're not going to do things that are bad for their bottom line.
Right. There's one huge thing that you left out, and I've got to add that in, and that is drought. We've been seeing in the papers on Albuquerque Journal, Santa Fe, New Mexican, on KSFR, we've been talking about the lack of water. We all know what we've experienced it this year, and they talk about the decline of water in both the aquifers and in the San Juan River. And meanwhile, 9.3 billion gallons of water every year is used in the San Juan plant. Now, that's a huge savings that's a reason enough. And we know that financial analysts and people who consider different energy mixes and portfolios consider those kinds of issues. And as well, but PNM hasn't, unfortunately. And what we are asking them to do, and I believe that is in there, that they can do, and we see it right next door, is change their mix of energy. And we see that these same kinds of environmental regulations have been coming down, and there have been plant closing. There's a wave of plant closings from the west all the way to the east and north to the coal plant closings because the economics don't make sense anymore.
And what are they putting in their place?
And they're putting in all sorts of creative things. So what are they doing? They are phasing out their coal. They are investing aggressively in energy efficiency. They are investing in wind. I mean, this depends on where they are in the country, but some of them are investing in wind and some of them are investing in solar. But Arizona Public Service was just faced with this exact same question about using this expensive retrofit technology. And they said, hey, we have 5 units at Four Corners. We're going to shut down 3. We're going to put in this retrofit technology in 2 of our units, and we are going to focus more on natural gas as a base load and invest in more solar. Unfortunately, PNM is kind of behind the curve on this, and we are all paying as a result of their bad business and risky business.
I wonder sometimes, I mean, PNM hasn't ever been on the show, you know, give me a call if you want, but we haven't talked about this with them, but I do wonder whether there are just kind of like, instead of rational business decisions going on, kind of a cultural clash in which they're kind of digging their heels in to stay with the old model as long as possible.
I think that that's a really important observation. I have a document with me from Credit Suisse. This is not like some, you know, progressive organization. It's just a financial organization that talks about that a large chunk of the U.S. coal fleet is vulnerable to closures simply due to crummy economics. And so instead of them holding on and, you know, sort of living in this, I don't know, bizarre mentality of deny, delay, defend, which is sort of what we've been seeing of PNM. They fight the carbon pollution rules. They fight the EPA rules. And instead of them considering what is best for the people of New Mexico and, frankly, what's best for their bottom line, too.
And the idea that alternative technologies actually could be as good or better for their bottom line, what, just hasn't sunk in yet?
You know, I can't speak to why they haven't done it, but it's really unfortunate why they haven't done it. And, you know, as I said before, they're behind the curve. You look at Colorado, and they are managed to have 91,000 new jobs in the green sector. And it's like, why don't we want to be part of that? You know, New Mexico, with all of our solar potential and wind potential, frankly, we could. I know that the community colleges are doing their job to train people. And so why not take advantage of this economic opportunity instead of stay with a, you know, dirty, outdated coal plant?
Marielle Nanasi is the executive director of New Energy Economy. They're on the web at newenergyeconomy.org, and we will look forward to getting updates from you.
Thank you. Please all write to the PRC and express your opinions, because I think it really matters. They're hearing from the public, but your voice matters. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.